So we are reading from chapter 7, verse 14. Devi Haesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya Mame Vaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite Devi Haesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya Mame Vaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite Devi Haesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya Mame Vaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. Consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross it beyond. Purport: The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine, due to the contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord. But due to the contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal. This conditioned soul is therefore called Nitya Baddha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because material energy is ultimately conducted by the Supreme Will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material energy, material nature, is defined herein as divine nature due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. Being conducted by divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the material cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows: Mayam tu prakritim vidyan, mayinam tu maheshwaram. Although Maya is false or temporary, the background of Maya is the supreme magician, the personality of Godhead, who is Maheshwar, the supreme controller. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by hand and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, their rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Krishna or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service or Krishna consciousness can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity, who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The word Mam Ev are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnation of Rajagun and Tamogun to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas confirm this in the phrase Tam Eva Viditva, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Mukti Pradata Sarvesham Vishnu Eva Na Samshaya. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone. Om Jnanatam Irandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha. Devi Haisha Gunmai Mama Maya Durataya Mame Vaye Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross it beyond. So this is one of the very famous verses of Bhagavad Gita, where Lord C, he says that this material energy, which comprises of three modes, is durataya, insurmountable. And then he says how it can be surmounted by surrendering unto him. So the first point in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that although we see that, oh, with devotees, oh, this is Maya, don't go near to it. And we sometimes try to despise Maya. But here Lord is saying it's divine energy. It's divine. Because there is a connection with the Lord. So Maya cannot affect the Lord. For him it's this energy. But for us, is, you know, we have to distinguish which is the inferior energy, which is the superior energy. So the Lord's internal energy, that's what we devotees should strive to be under. And material energy always keeps, that's the service of the material energy, Durga Devi, what we call Maya. That's the service to keep the conditioned soul under the illusion. But for the Lord, both are servants, so both are divine. Internal energy of the Lord as well as the material energy. And so, and here Prabhupada is saying that everyone in this world is tightly bound by the ropes of illusion. So actually it's very, very important to understand that how we are all bound up in this world. And the wonderful thing is that nobody even wants to get free. Even to realize, actually it takes quite some time to realize that we are bound up and we need to become free. Otherwise everybody in this world, he is thinking that one is completely free, independent, to do anything and everything. People think that they are free to act the way they like. They are free to dress the way they like. Free to speak. We have freedom. Freedom to speech. Freedom is the birthright. So people think that we are free. We are independent. So people do not even have the knowledge that there is some kind of binding force. So if we tell somebody, you know, the three modes of material nature are binding us. So, oh, I am free and I am living. I am free to do whatever I want to do. So how do you say that? Where is the binding force? So first of all, it takes some intelligence, some spiritual background, even to understand that we are actually bound up. Right? It takes the mercy of the devotees, a slight amount of mercy of the devotees, to understand we are bound up, that we need to become free. So although everyone is thinking in this world that they are free, but everyone is actually bound up by the three modes of material nature. These three invisible wires, And actually speaking, the whole media outside is cultivating this illusion. Right? So if you see around, the media advertise, you just talk. Never mind whatever rubbish comes to your mind. Just talk. Just express yourself. And just do. Don't consider what are the consequences. Just do it. Be carefree. Or people say, live wire-free. But they do not know that actually there are invisible wires of the three modes. So one cannot live wire-free. These three wires will keep a person bound, bound tightly. And the more we try to free ourselves, more the tightly we are bound up by the illusory energy of the Lord. I just want to give one example that how even the mobile phones only. We think the mobile phones have come and we have become free. Now we have mobile phone, we can talk to anybody we want at any point of time. Right? So actually, if we just see the other way around, we have become even more bound up. Now anybody who wants to talk to us at any point of time, he can call us. And we are bound to answer the call. Here we are forced to. Right? So we think that we have become independent. But actually, we see, anybody can just call us any point of time, no matter what we are doing. And people are very proud of that sometimes, no? One salesperson had come to me. So he was showing certain products. And I told, okay, I'll talk to you later. I'll contact you if I need it. He said, this is my mobile number. 24 hours, anytime you can give me a call. Very proud to say, 24 hours, I'm available on the mobile. I never switch off my mobile. So anytime you can call me. So people think, oh, it's so such a big asset they have or such a freedom they have, 24 hours. They don't realize that 24 hours they're bound up. Anybody can call any point of the day. So actually this is binding if we carefully analyze, if we apply a little intelligence. I remember earlier a person would go off from the office and next day he would come and see his boss. Now before reaching the house, his boss calls up. Some more urgent work has come. So tomorrow morning you come early. Then we have a meeting tomorrow evening after the office hours. You have to stay late night. So any point of the time anybody can just come and actually give a lot of anxiety, tension. Otherwise there will be some free time. A person is reading or spending time with his family members. But mobile phone will ring and will give some anxiety. Some problem will come up any point of the day. So actually it's binding up more and more, more tightly. So this way, but people in general, because of the illusory energy, they think they are becoming free. This is one of the cases. You take any case, any gadget, which people think that, oh, we are becoming free, we are becoming independent. No, people are becoming more and more bound up in this world. Right, so few more examples we can actually take. There is one... say very common thing, electricity. So everybody thinks it's a great utility, no doubt. So I'm free to switch on the fan. I can just switch on one button and the fan is on. I can sit very peacefully. I can switch on the AC if there is heat. Everything. So we think there is such a freedom. Freedom from heat, freedom from all, freedom from rain, freedom from so many things we have. Electricity is there. But we are actually so much dependent. Once there was a blackout, there was a historical blackout in the US. And the whole night, there was no electricity. And people, they had never before lived a single... This was a night which they experienced for the first time. They never experienced a blackout before. So they didn't know what to do. So they became mad, they became crazy. They came out on the street and then there were lot of chaos. And the hoodlum, they started looting the... And millions of dollar loss one night. People started, they started breaking the things and big, big turmoil. There was a blackout. People didn't know what to do. What to do with this blackout? We cannot watch television. We cannot enjoy various things. So what to do? If a person in a village, electricity goes. In India, they don't expect before 10, 12 hours, sometimes 24 hour. Light doesn't come in the villages. They just go and sleep under some open air, under a tree, on the roof, rooftop. But if the electricity is not there in a city, like say Bombay or this, next to the all the newspapers, the internet, everywhere there was a blackout. You know, millions of dollar loss to this economy, this industry. They could not, because 24 hours nowadays, industries are working, offices are open. Big talk. You go in a small village, electricity not there, nobody bothers. 10, 12 hours, they sleep. So actually we thinking we are so much dependent. At any point of time, if there is some problem, we are so much dependent. Once there was no gas supply to the taxis in Bombay, just few months ago, the gas, there was some strike or something, the gas didn't come for the taxis. And all the taxis were standing, and people were greatly disturbed. How exactly do they commute? Though the buses, the frequency is not so much. So many offices people could not reach, or the gas supply is not there, the fuel, the CNG supply. So there was a big turmoil, and there was a lot of big political pressure. Then tomorrow there has to be, otherwise there will be so much loss. Crores of rupees will be lost, people cannot work. So much dependence actually, or so much bound up we are. One small thing goes here and there, the whole city or the whole nation can just be affected. So as we are trying to become independent, and as we are thinking that we are becoming independent, the fact is we are becoming more and more and more dependent, or more and more and more bound up by the modes of the material nature, by the illusory energy of the Lord. Right? So so Prabhupada says that Prabhupada says that a person who is actually free, who is not bound up, he can actually help to become released from this illusion, become free from the modes of material nature. Right? But a person who is himself bound up, he cannot help others. And just like Bhagavatam gives another example, blind leading the blind. A person who is blind, he cannot guide another blind person. Otherwise, both will fall into a ditch. So, similarly, everybody in this world, being blinded by desire to gratify the senses, is actually blind. Bhagavatam says, Tisham pramatta nidhanam pashyan api na pashyati. Because of being bound up due to the desire to enjoy sense gratification, people cannot actually see. Pashyan api na pashyati. So, those who are actually bound up, those who cannot see the things in the right perspective, they cannot help us to become free from this illusion of the Lord. Rather, any endeavor to become free will bound us more and more and more. Just like if there is an insect trapped in the spider's web, it tries to become free by its own endeavor, it becomes more and more trapped up. So Bhagavad Gita, as I said, Krishna in this verse, he discussed the problem that this material energy is insurmountable, is actually keeping all the conditions all bound, but then he is giving the solution also. The same, that you surrender unto me. Right? So that's also, I was just thinking, wonderful features. Otherwise, you see that problems, we can discuss, everybody discuss problems. All the newspaper, magazines, they're all discussing the problems. But there is no solution. Rather, any solution which they try to discuss, they try to implement, further creates so many problems. Right? So, Prabhupada was once looking at a magazine, it was probably a Time magazine, and there was an article, Crime, Why, What to Do. So actually Prabhupada, he took up that topic. So anywhere Prabhupada would go, so he would say, now in your country, these rascals, they are now perplexed. They are asking, crime, why, what to do? They don't know the answer. So he would take up this again and again. He said, now they are perplexed, just see their situation. Any reporter would come, he said, now just see, all these rascals, they're asking, crime, what to do? He would say, we have the solution. Why? He would say, because people are godless. What to do? Just chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam. So Prabhupada just give this two line solution. Right? So that's the wonderful feature. I mean, the Bhagavad Gita the Lord and His pure representatives, they are not just discussing the problems. They are giving a solution also. Simple solution. So here, the Bhagavad Gita is saying that that you surrender unto me. That's the solution. Right? So actually, there is one saying by one learned philosopher. He would say that that learned men always discuss while fool comes to conclusion. So, but we see actually they always discuss. So I was just meditating, what would Prabhupada, if we bring this in front of Prabhupada, that one learned person is saying, learned men always discuss while fools comes to conclusion. So there is a problem. Discuss the problem. Discuss various pros and cons. Keep on discussing. Don't come to any solution or conclusion. Discuss it. There is no concluding solution. Discuss, apply one solution, it creates more problem. Then you discuss those problems. Discuss solution, problem, solution. Like that. So I was just thinking, what would Prabhupada say if we present before him? So he would say something like this. Just see these rascals. They are saying, discuss. Just keep on discussing. But why should we discuss with you? You are a rascal. You have imperfect senses. You are cheating others. You are committing mistakes. So why should we discuss? So we would like to hear from Krishna. Why should we discuss? Why should we not take the conclusion given in Bhagavad Gita? This is rascaldom. This is all what is going on. So this is something similar. He would actually be much more stronger and heavy, but just in the similar lines as we read. So similarly said, why actually should we discuss with all these people, the so-called learned? He's saying learned people discuss. We would like to hear the conclusive statement of Bhagavad Gita, that this is the problem and the solution is you just surrender unto the Lord and you become free from the illusory energy. Right? So, what does this surrender means? That we actually carry out the order of the Lord. Right? Somebody says surrender. One raise hand. Surrender. Now what to do? Now you follow what I say. Right? That's the meaning of surrender. So when Krishna says that you surrender unto me, that means you carry out my orders. Right? You become my devotee, become my servant. So that's what the surrender means. So one of the beautiful bhajans also says, Jav Jeev Krishna Das, E Vishwash Karle To Ar Dukhanai. Right? So the cause of all the problems is actually that we are actually not surrendering, we are not in our constitutional position of being servant of the Lord. But as soon as we says that, O Lord, I am your servant, then there is no dukkh, there is no unhappiness. Jeev Krishna Das. As soon as we become the servant of the Lord, E Vishwash, Karle To Ar Dukhanai. There is no misery, no problem. As soon as we surrender unto the Lord, we accept the position of a servant. So the cause of all the problems, as we just said, is because we are not situated in our constitutional position of being the servant of the Lord. So the only enjoyer actually is Lord Krishna. And all the living entities, it's a constitutional position. We can actually analyze also. If we try to enjoy, how much a person can enjoy? It's actually so difficult to enjoy also. You go for some enjoyment, so many impediments in this world. One has to spend so much. Bhagavatam says, one tries to drink liquor in this world to enjoy, but then his liver gives problem. He cannot enjoy. And there's so much trouble also to enjoy. He has spent so much money. To get the money, he has to work so hard in this world to enjoy. Right? So actually it's so difficult to enjoy. Even when Radhikarman Prabhu had come, he was given one example. Even those who do not have to work hard, do not have to work very hard to enjoy, those have all the facilities in this world. He was giving example of Bill Gates. He's saying Bill Gates, He has billions and billions of dollars. Right? He can purchase the island somewhere and he can just be there, relax and enjoy. Need not work. He can have his own aeroplane. Any facility in this world which is desirable, this person can have. But actually speaking, what does he do most of the time a day? 13 to 14 hours a day he works in the office. This person. Because that's the nature, that's the constitutional position. That one has to serve. He has the Bill Gates Foundation also, charitable. So many charitable activities they conduct. He serves. In the office, he's doing service. Like other employees are sitting in the office working 12 hours, 10 hours. He's working more than them. He's sitting in the office. He cannot just go on and enjoy. Very soon he'll be just, he won't be able to continue that. How long he can just go and just enjoy. Very soon we'll be fed up. So that's not the nature of the living entity. So many impediments to enjoy, as we can all see actually. If you say eating is the enjoyment, after we have our stomach is full, eating enjoyment is finished. How much person can enjoy? And then one has some problem, even if you take some wrong kind of food, the next day is such so much misery. Right? The stomach burns, gives so much trouble. So one actually, impediments every stage, so many impediments. You go for a ride, you are stuck in a traffic jam. Where can you enjoy? So many impediments. But actually a person, he can serve in so many ways. There's no limit. So many ways a person can serve. He can keep on planning. I can serve Krishna like this. I can serve like this. In unlimited ways, unlimited opportunities to serve. But enjoyment is very limited. So the natural position of a living entity is to serve. Person cannot enjoy even if one tries to. So that's the natural position, and that actually will keep a living entity happy in this material world. Being a servant, that position, Chaitanya Charitamrita explained, the feeling that I am a servant of the Lord, happiness is millions of times what a person may get by being in a neutral position, or the happiness of a Brahman, where there is no miseries. Like a peaceful state. There is some happiness in the peaceful state, and there is no misery, one is not troubled. Right? But the abhiman of being a servant of the Lord, that gives happiness millions and millions of times more than just the happiness of being just peaceful in a neutral state. Right? So, by the mercy of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada, we have got the opportunity to understand that actually, that how we are bound up, and by taking on to the service of the Lord in whatever capacity, we can actually become free and completely happy and joyful. Hare Krishna. So, if anybody has any question, comment, Hare Krishna. Yes, what is your comment?
In the restaurant, I was there in the restaurant sometime.
Can you repeat the question in the beginning?
You said that being a servant is the happiness of identification as a servant, it gives higher happiness. Then even the Brahman platform, being servant is the highest happiness compared to in the Brahman platform.
Yes.
So, like I was just talking to somebody in the restaurant, and he asked the question to somebody. I was saying that when you call yourself as Das, servant, what is the benefit? Means what happiness is there? Suppose like if you are a servant of something. Because generally in the material conditioning, they feel that servant is a derogatory position. It's not very, that word itself is a kind of a, not very clicks. Yeah. It doesn't, although in the spiritual terms, it may be, who is in that platform, he may realize that servant is such a high position. But for common man, he does that servant word is not very palatable.
Yes.
So, when you say the statement that it's the highest happiness, so how does one explain or basically to a common man in this context, where you said the highest happiness compared to the, this thing. So, can you just explain?
Right. So, as our Rajesh Bajaj Prabhu has rightly said, actually, servant is quite a derogatory term. So, we say that you become a servant. How? Oh, my God, are you cursing me? A person may say, why should I become a servant? I would like to be the boss or the big boss. That's actually everyone wants to be, to control, to become the boss. So here, but we are saying that we become the Lord servants. So actually, serving anybody in this material world will actually lead in frustration. That's a fact actually. You try to serve somebody in this world, you won't be satisfied. If there is any master, there is a story also. There is one person was there, a laborer. He said, I would like to serve a person who is the greatest. Right? So he saw that local zamindar, he is coming in the village and is dictating that you do like this, you do like this. He is collecting the taxes, he is the control of the whole village. So he said, oh, this is the greatest person. Greatest personality. He went to him and requested, I would like to serve you. Right? But then once district magistrate came and this local tax collector, he was like be around him, giving him some water, arranging and giving reports to him, whatever. The servant saw, he said, oh, my master actually, he's not the greatest personality. This magistrate has come. He's the boss. I'd like to serve him. So he like this, it goes on and on, and then finally he reaches the king, like that, from the king, when so he says, I like to serve the king, he's the greatest. But one day the king goes, and he worships the Lord. He goes to the temple, and he worships the Lord, he bows down his head, and then he realizes, he said, even king is not the greatest. The greatest personality is the Lord, Lord Krishna himself, in front of whom everybody bows down. So, he said, I would like to serve the Lord. So then, finally he became satisfied. Because the Lord, he is the greatest personality. But in this material world, you try to serve somebody, you always have dissatisfaction. That the person actually did not reciprocate equally with me. Or he did not repay me back. Right? And you do so many good things, favors to that person. You make one mistake, you are punished heavily, or you are all the goods they are just negated, they are looked down upon, they are not considered. You do one mistake, that stands forth, and then for that you are punished thoroughly. I have one experience. When I was working, we were working on a project, and my project leader he worked very hard. For many months, he would come around 9 o'clock to the office and never leave before 9 in the evening. Right? Working very hard, he was saying that the client is not very satisfied. They give a rating actually. They give a rating something like 0, 1, 3, minus 1, minus 3. 0 is okay, you are neutral. Minus 1, below expectation. They give minus 3, extremely below expectation. And they give 1 mark to you that you are beyond our expectation. And then they give 3 marks that you are extremely beyond expectation. So the project, they were not doing well. They were just on the, probably in the negative only, that not below expectation, the project was performing. So this new project leader, he said, we have to bring this project at least to the level of expectation. So the neutral means that this is just up to the expectation. So at least we have to bring up, it has come to the expected level of the client, up to his expectations. So worked very hard, and the client was becoming satisfied. The person we are reporting to, he was saying, very good this time. No, the project rating will be actually at least beyond expectation, 1, not in the negative. But finally, what happened? They had some technical problem at their end, and the person at who was, this projects go like one person sitting in India, another person abroad, they work together. So the person who was working abroad, coordinating, he suddenly went on leave. He had already planned the leave and some major problem took place at that time. He was not there. And the person here, they could not handle, they could not solve that problem. So the client, they became so upset, said, although the person at their end who was coordinating, he was on leave, so people could not hear anything. But they said, no, you people could not handle, and the whole rating was again below expectation. So one problem you cannot do, you work so hard, below expectation. Right? Work so hard in this world. So in this world you serve somebody, but one mistake, you are put down. It's not considered. You are slaughtered for that. Right? But if you do little for Krishna, Krishna says, oh, extremely beyond expectation. You do some small service. You are beyond expectation, extremely beyond expectation. You distributed, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, even with one person who distributed one book a day, he would show, he would have done so much for Krishna. That's the Lord devotees and the Lord himself. That is the attitude. So you can compare. So in this world you try to serve somebody, they are not satisfied, they don't give you leave. Right? There is one shloka which says that I try to serve the material desires, but they always harass me. They never gave me leave. So you try to serve any material master, you have no leave, nothing, just continue to serve, and he is not satisfied also. But you serve Krishna, even little bit, take out little bit of time, you say, okay, you do your work, just stand 10-15 minutes a day, take out little time for the Lord, the Lord is satisfied. His rating is beyond expectation. So that's the difference. So one can never be satisfied by serving any material master in this world, but we try to serve the Lord, we see how actually joyful and happy, satisfaction and satisfied within heart we become by serving the Lord. Hare Krishna, yes.
Not a question exactly, but you said, I mean, that somebody distributes one book and devotees are very happy. Of course, now we have a lot of statistics and a lot of figures also that are required to be adhered to even by the devotees. But will Krishna really wait even for the sales or for the final distribution of the book? And because probably he would be happy enough only with the desire of the devotee or desire of the person to distribute a book and his efforts to distribute a book, even if he fails in finally distributing.
Yes, actually. So what you said is Krishna actually sees the motivation, he actually sees the desire, right? So the devotees, he will always try to do the best, and devotees encourage each other to do more and more, right? So if somebody has distributed one book, he's encouraged. If he distributes more and more, devotees are encouraged. We announce the scores, we put up the scores to encourage, right? So that we can increase our service to Krishna. But there has to be the good motivation also. That's the substance, right? And the figures are the expression of that motivation. So Krishna sees the motivation, he's trying to serve. And that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to encourage. Oh, you have distributed one book. You went to distribute. That's the glory. You try to serve Krishna. No matter what the result. But you tried and you went to serve Krishna. That's the glorious part. But then, if we can get the results also for Krishna, why not? Right? So, the results are that we try sincerely. We use our intelligence to expand the service, to increase the service, to distribute more and more. Although Krishna is satisfied with one, but we would like to distribute 1,000 books, lakhs of books for the pleasure of, to give more and more pleasure to the Lord, to His representative, Srila Prabhupada. Right? But the mood has to be of the service. So if we go in the mood that I want to score high, that's not pleasing to the Lord. No? We want to serve the Lord, that has to be the mood, that is the substance. But the expression of that is, we do. And we announce, we put statistics to encourage the devotees to do more and more service. That. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.